to you, Sally.
Ma! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Hang on, Ma! Oh, please! Please, hang on!
All right, but you have to do me a favor.
To the moon, Ma! If you wanted a favor, you could just ask.
There are only two things I look forward to each day, and both of them involve yanking a chain. Has anybody seen Blanche? She had a date last night, and this morning her bed's all made, and she's not even there. Wait a minute. Here's our walking playground now. Boy, it must be true love. This guy is slowing down to 5 miles an hour. Come on in, everybody.
Blanche, what is going on? I mean, that guy's a little young even for you.
What are you talking about? He's a mature young man with his own business. Now, who wants to help me pick out 5 magazines?
Blanche.
Please. I'm in no mood for ridicule. I've been going through a very tough time lately.
And we're concerned, Blanche. Jealous and concerned.
You haven't drowned yourself in young men since this time last year, when you brought those twins home from the Jimmy Smith's look-alike contest.
Oh, yeah. Jorge and Esteban. Romantic, passionate, and virtually interchangeable.
You know, Rose is right. Every year at this time, you start robbing the crate. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. By any chance, does somebody have a birthday coming up?
All right. Yes, damn it. It's almost my birthday. And I intend to forget all about it. And if you are indeed my friend, you will forget about it, too. And never bring the sordid subject up again.
I know. I'm going to give her a party.
You know, I actually feel sorry for Blanche. Don't you, Ma?
Who's Ma? Who are you?
Just ask the damn favor.
Dorothy, I need your help tonight for a charity.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I have a date.
You call that a date? Thyroid Freddy? His eyes bugged right out of his head. He looks like he's being choked.
Now, stop it. Freddy is a fine man. You know, when he was younger, he could have been an astronaut, except for, well, you know, that... I think.
I've been working for this Meals on Wheels program, Dorothy, and I need a driver, please.
Oh, all right, Ma. I'll cancel Banjo Eyes.
Don't worry. There'll be other dates, Gloria.
Ma, Gloria is my sister. I'm Dorothy.
I know. There'll be other dates for Gloria. Yeah, I gotta agree with you, Mrs. Ferguson. Bobby Vinton is the king of rock and roll.
Ma, it's getting late. Do you have to stay and visit with every one of them?
Excuse me for trying to get more involved in their lives.
Well, that's fine, Ma, but did we really have to worm Mrs. Jenkins' dog?
I always just leave this one outside the door.
Really?
It's been that way since I took over the route. Okay. This is Mrs. Taylor. You'll get along with her just fine. Two things. One, compliment her cat. And two, Jews control the planet.
Got it.
Oh, hi, Fluffy. Looking good.
Ma. Ma. He's not old. He's a perfectly healthy young man.
Just be home before midnight, Dorothy.
Excuse me, sir.
Go away.
Just a minute. You're not old. You're not ill. You're no slave to fashion. Why are you taking this food?
Well, I'm hungry. And I'm on the list. Now, who do you think you are?
Sergeant Sparnak, food police. Now, look, I don't want any trouble. Just hand over that turkey loaf.
No, you can't. I need this food. Except for the carrot raisin salad. I've never understood carrot raisin salad.
No, Mrs. Taylor, it's Flintstone, not Flintstein. Lovely neighbors you got there, mister.
No, get away. Go over there. Move.
Okay. Take it easy. Who's the macadamia? So, how are you doing today?
Look, I don't understand. You're obviously not handicapped.
Oh, I'm just as disabled as anyone here.
I find that very hard to believe.
You don't understand. It's just too hard out there. I haven't been out of this apartment in 22 years.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Enjoy your dinner. How pathetic a person could live their life totally alone, devoid of companionship or love. I wish I could do something.
Start a club. Dorothy, how things go tonight?
I am so happy that I volunteered for Meals on Wheels, and I think I'm really making progress with Jimmy, although I could make more if Ma would stop yelling boo.
Boy, you're really taking an interest in that man. What happened to him anyway?
The turmoil of the 60s just got to him.
The 60s were an emotional time for all of us. I can still see Big Daddy sitting on the porch swing, swilling down homebrew, picking off peaceniks with his BB gun. Oh, God, I miss that man.
Come on, honey. I'm sure Grand Dragon, our Big Daddy is always with you.
Thank you. You know, I can see why your friend got disillusioned, but I don't see why he withdrew for 22 years.
Oh, I can. It happened to me. When Stanley walked out, I was so devastated I locked myself in my bedroom. It was the one place that didn't remind me of Stan. And I just never wanted to come out. Fortunately, someone was there to get me out of that room. Thanks, Ma.
Sure, pussycat.
You know, Sophia, this birthday thing kind of has me depressed as well. You think you could help me, too?
Sure. No matter how bad things get, remember these sage words. You're old, you're sad, get over it.
Sophia!
So what if you knew Jesus personally? Wake up and smell the coffee, you fossil.
My mistake. I thought since you looked like Yoda, you were also wise.
Here it is. I needed to know when Blanche's real birthday was so I could throw her a party. So I got copies of her birth certificate, her DM
files. Wait a minute, Rose. That is an invasion of privacy.
What makes you think she wants a party? Everybody wants a party, no matter what they say. But if you think we don't really need to know Blanche's real age, then maybe we should...
Open the damn envelope.
I can't believe it. After all these years, we're finally going to know... We're going to know the true age of Blanche Devereaux. Deleted by authority of the governor.
Rose, you know what this means.
Yeah. She must have really jumped on this guy's bandwagon.
You almost got it, Rose. Hello? Jimmy. It's me, Dorothy. I'm fine, thanks. What's new with you? Oh, of course, nothing. That's wonderful. No. I'll be right over. I have done it. A breakthrough. Jimmy is tired of isolating.
Oh, that's great, Dorothy. I don't think I like this whole situation, pussycat.
Oh, come on. Ma, I'm helping.
You're not a shrink. Be careful. Don't let your ego get involved.
My ego is not involved. Look, I'm nobody special, Ma. I'm just an average citizen. I saw another citizen and I reached out. A man changed his life and I'm just somebody who helped him do it. Me, Dorothy Spornak. Miracle worker.
Who is it?
Jimmy, open the door.
Dorothy, I'm so glad you came.
Of course I came. This is a big day for you.
It is. I can't live like this anymore.
Oh, I am so happy.
I am too. Hey, let's celebrate. Party time. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Jimmy, Look, why don't we just save this, you know, as sort of a treat for later on? Because first there's something I want you to do. I want you to step out here. No? The way you do when you pick up your tray? Okay. Now, take another. Come on. Come on. Now, how about one more? That wasn't so hard. How does it feel?
So many years inside, I forgot how much I love to travel.
You see, Jimmy, you put one foot in front of the other. That's all it takes. We're going to get you out of here. We're going to get you to that counselor.
Oh, no, no. We're not going to any counselor.
I thought you were tired of isolating.
Oh, I am. Dorothy, you're the first person I've trusted in years, and you're absolutely wonderful, and I want you to live with me.
I'd live here?
Yeah. All this can be yours.
All this? Well, it does sweeten the pot, but... Jimmy, I think you're missing the point.
You could name six of the Chicago Seven. I love you.
Oh, don't say that, David Dellinger.
Seven, take me.
But, Jimmy, I like you, but not in that way.
Oh, great. First person I reach out to in 22 years, and then you reject me.
Oh, Jimmy.
No, forget it. Boy, you can't trust anybody. I thought this place wasn't going to be my prison anymore. I thought for a second I remembered what happy was. Well, thanks, Dorothy. I'm never going to leave this apartment again.
Miracle worker, I'm an idiot.
Dorothy, you have to stop beating yourself over the head with this.
Right, pussycat. You're not the one who made him drop out, or the one who made him a recluse. You're not the one who made him decide to live his life behind closed doors. You're just the one who made it stick.
Don't worry, Dorothy. Maybe Jimmy will come around.
Oh, I wish I could believe you, but Rose, I have been there. I mean, after a while, you feel you're just in this gigantic black hole.
We had a gigantic black hole back in St. Olaf.
Oh, God.
On Main Street, right in front of the courthouse, where Charlie and I got our marriage license and our permit to have kids. Oh, it was a lovely hole. Everybody in town would stand around and look in it.
And they say Hollywood is the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, we didn't just look in it. Sometimes we'd point, too. Or spit and time it. Then there was always that wise guy who'd have a couple of drinks and unzip himself and...
It's official. I hate her.
Dorothy.
Ma, I just want to give him a call.
Pussycat, you're out of your league. There are some people you just can't help. It's like the good Lord said. You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away.
Ma, that's not the good Lord. That's Kenny Rogers.
God, Kenny Rogers, tomato, tomato. The point is there are others you can help. All those people on our route. They depend on us.
You know, Ma, you're right. And I must say that helping always makes me feel better. You want to come, Rose?
Oh, no thanks. I have to figure out which of the traditional St. Olaf party games to play at Blanche's party.
Party? Is that why you've been sneaking around trying to find out my age? A party? I forbid it.
Blanche, a party is a celebration of life. And it's not just for you, but for your friends who love you.
No.
Stop being so vain. You can't stay 42 forever.
Yes, you can. If you eat right, exercise regularly, and live with women who look a lot older than you.
Tell me, Rose, is kill the bitch a traditional St. Olaf party game? I'm sorry, Mrs. Ferguson. No, I didn't happen to see Ed Sullivan last night, but I'm sure it was a good one. She's ready, God.
That bell is you, Fluffy.
Jimmy. Jimmy, I just want to make sure that you're okay. Do I have to play hardball? David Dellinger.
Don't do this to me.
Bobby Seale.
It's getting warm in here.
Tom Hayden.
Oh, God, you're good.
Abby.
Okay. Just come on in here, you. What do you want?
You know, I don't understand you. I see a perfectly healthy, intelligent person living like this, alone.
I'm not alone. I've got my fish. Fish don't reject you, and fish don't judge you, and fish... You gotta feed fish.
Jimmy, you deserve more.
Yeah, well, I thought I found it, but you dumped me. Boy, I'll bet you've broken hundreds of hearts in your day, huh? Thousands? Well,
yes, I have.
I mean, wherever you go, I bet you torment and tease and tantalize every man you meet.
You're right again. Oh, come on, Jimmy, we're getting away from the point. I mean, you are missing the point. You are missing life. You are missing people. People who are happy. People who are in love. People who are towing my car away.
Oh, I'd loan you my auto club card, but it's really expired.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe I can't help. You need professional help. And I hope someday you get it.
Don't you think I want to go with you? I mean, Dorothy, I look out that window and I see the happy couples walking by, people walking into the supermarket. God, do you want me to get on a bus and go see a counselor? I can't even shop for my own food. What I wouldn't give just to make my own dinner once. Actually, brunch is what I miss the most.
Oh, Jimmy, come on. Let's take that extra step today and go to that supermarket. You won't be sorry. Jimmy, the world is filled with wonderful and exciting people.
I'll take your suggestion, Mrs. Taylor. I'll play the Jackie Mason tapes at half speed, but I really don't think I'm going to hear anything.
I can't do it, Dorothy.
Jimmy, you've come this far.
Well, I have to.
Jimmy, you're at a crossroads. The next step you take could be the most important one of your life. Now, look, you trust me. Jimmy, make that step. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Please. Come on.
Where have you been?
I've been out walking. You know what today was, Rose? It was my birthday.
Blanche.
Now, don't start your yammering. It was one of the best birthdays I have ever had. I did some soul searching, and it occurred to me that I'm a vibrant, energetic woman. I mean, I must still have some life left in me if I can make Mel Bushman's head snap back like that.
You mean old Pez head?
You know, Rose, you were right. What's in a number? Why, I still have my health. I have my challenging career at the museum. Most of all, I have you all, my family. All that birthday nonsense was just an exercise in vanity. And so, today, for the very first time, Blanche Devereaux is going to reveal her true and accurate age right after you tell me your weight.
119.
42.
Coffee, please.
Dorothy, now calm down.
Oh, Ma, how can I?
Why, Dorothy, what's wrong?
What's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. I single-handedly ruined a man's life today.
Which hand?
This hand. What difference does it make what hand? I ruined him, that's all. I was in over my head. I played with fire and I lost. Jimmy.
Forgot your sweater, Dorothy.
Come in. How did you get here?
I walked.
Well, I'd like you to meet my roommates, Rose and Blanche.
Hello.
Hi. Would you like us
No. I gotta start getting used to people. Dorothy, you should know that when I got back to my place. I did some thinking, and actually I did some shaking, and then I did some thinking, and I realized I was alone again. And after meeting you, I don't want to be alone anymore. I mean, you're my friend, and if there's nice people like you out here, well, maybe the world's not such a bad place.
Thank you.
And I know this isn't going to be easy, but I want help. Help and new clothes. So I'll go to a counselor, if you'll drive me.
Drive you? Are you kidding? I'll listen to 8-tracks with you. Of course, we'll have to use Rose's car. No, but whatever you want, Jimmy, I'm there for you.
Oh, I'm so glad this all worked out. Hey, come on in here. I'll fix us all some coffee.
Great idea, Blanche.
I think I can make it if I take it just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, sure you can. Great party and the perfect gift. How'd you know what I needed? Oh, you.